When I was around 6, my piano teacher recommended that I take violin because I needed another outlet. And I think that's when I really started to realize, you know, I'm like a serious musician.
This is Allie McIntosh, a 15-year-old singer-songwriter from Eden Prairie. Unlike most high school juniors, Allie isn't spending her summer worrying about a part-time job or playing sports. The rising talent is instead choosing to spend her time honing her musical skills in preparation for her studio work with producers in Los Angeles.
Well, piano is about an hour to 2 hours. Violins, probably 40 minutes to an hour. And viola, 30 minutes, I would like to say.
This regimen doesn't even include the time Allie spends working out lyrics and melodies for her songs.
50% of the time when I'm not, you know, in school, I'm sitting downstairs at my piano, you know, just plunking out chords, trying to come up with new melodies and writing lyrics and whatnot.
Like most artists, Allie takes inspiration from wherever she can find it. Musical artists such as Chelsea Cutler.
What's easy is right. My mother's advice.
Lizzo.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it,
who also performs her own classical instrument, the flute. And of course, classical artists such as Chopin. That last one? That's Allie playing Chopin's Aeolian harp, taken from her Instagram at Miss Allie McIntosh. It's clear her background in classical music has influenced her own work, beyond her favorite composer.
I don't think I would be able to write pop without my classical background because, you know, chord progressions, and then you're compiling these melodies together, and it just makes it a million times easier than if you were, you know, just starting with pop. When you have classical, because you know phrasing, you know C major, G major, you know all of that.
And her background in classical music is nothing to scoff at. McIntosh started piano at the age of 4, then expanded her instrumental repertoire to violin when she was 6, and viola 2 years later. That's all in addition to being classically trained in voice. It's all that technical training that has producers excited to work with her, and why she has no plans to ditch her classical roots, even if pop stardom comes calling.
The producers wouldn't have it any other way. So I definitely want to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep playing classical and all that.
It's obvious McIntosh